Well, the sell-off that we're seeing in financial markets today suggests that the, you know, investors are trying to price in maybe a larger than expected global GD impact from the coronavirus. And of course, that impacts all parts of the market, including emerging markets. I'm looking at the MSCI Emerging Market Index year to date off 5.3%. So clearly concerns impacting the emerging markets. To get the latest, we always turn to our good friend Damian Sassauer, Chief Emerging Markets Credit Strategist for Bloomberg Intelligence. He joins us here in our Bloomberg 1130 studio in New York. And Damian, I'm looking at a story from Bloomberg News about China and kind of the impact on businesses there. And they're saying that millions of Chinese firms will face collapse if banks don't act. So clearly, the impact within China is becoming more and more profound. How does that kind of news and that risk impact emerging markets, broadly speaking?
Well, when it's coming from official organizations like the Chinese Association for Small and Medium Enterprises, you have to kind of take it seriously. And what the association just said last night is that Chinese, one-third of SMEs that they've polled have just enough cash to get through 1 month of operation, and two-thirds have just enough cash to get through 2 months of operation. So take it, you know, with a grain of salt, but I probably wouldn't. I'd probably take that quite seriously. And as you rightly point out, the MSCI Emerging Market Currency Index has now blown through its 100 and 200-day moving averages, and the JP Morgan EM Currency Index is at an all-time low.
Of course, a lot of people just shrugging this off and saying that banks in China will be compelled to lend to these SMEs, compelled by the government to do so. Why isn't that going to just sort of stave off any potential insolvency wave that we would otherwise see?
Well, you got to remember, I mean, look, and believe me, China is very novel in terms of the tools that they're going to have at their disposal in order to try and re-stimulate. But, you know, with shadow banking coming off a cliff, and we just got that total social financing print last week, you know, shadow financing, which are BAs and trusts, trust loans and the like, up 180 billion yuan on the month. So, you know, clearly they're resorting back to some of those tools that they've, you know, kind of poo-pooed on in the past. And if they are, you know, successful, yeah, maybe we will get a little bit of relief for private enterprise. But remember, SMEs account for 70% of China's total business revenue and 80% of employment. And if people are getting paid in restricted stock units as opposed to cash they can't feed their children, that's going to be a big problem in China.
All right, so just broadly speaking, if, you know, are emerging market investors that you talk to, are they saying, this is a buying opportunity, this uncertainty gives me an opportunity to get in here and maybe find some value where I didn't see it before, or is it something I just can't price in the risk? I'm going to have to wait on sidelines.
Well, I think it depends. I think now for the active managers, this is an opportunity for them to finally realize some profits, right? Because most active emerging market managers are positioning their portfolio for just such an occurrence, right? This is nothing new to emerging markets. They look for these types of moves and they look to profit from them. So, you know, yes, it could extend, and yes, you could see people kind of, you know, trying to add more to some of those positioning. But I think right now you basically want to kind of, take profits on it. I don't see a lot of people, except in emerging market dollar debt, really adding to current positioning. I mean, EM dollar debt's just off an all-time high. That has everything to do with low yields here in the U.S. and globally, that gravity of zero pulling down, you know, the long end of most yield curves, and people trying to get any pickup they can, and EM dollar debt is one source of that.
I'm looking right now at the MSCI Emerging Market Currency Index, and it's at its lowest point since, I believe, October of last year. I'm surprised it's not more.
Well, I guess it depends on the constituents, and admittedly, I am not altogether familiar with the constituents in that particular index. But what I can tell you is this, you know, if you just look at some of the moves here in Brazilian real, Turkish lira, even the Mexican peso, I mean, look, prior to last week, we only had three emerging market currencies that were up on the year, the Indonesian rupiah, the Mexican peso, and the Israeli shekel. Now we're down to one. That Israeli shekel's the lone bright spot here, up 0.84% on the year. But, you know, it's a sea of red out there, and, you know, you make a very good point. Like, what could possibly be holding up any sort of EM currency strength? You know, I'm hard pressed to find it.
So where, if I wanted to allocate some money to emerging markets, where would you suggest I find some value and just not get my head handed to me? Or is that just the risk of going into your market?
Well, I guess, look, I mean, you know, obviously, we've mentioned this in the past, you know, trying to scrape the bottom of the EM dollar debt barrel, you know, looking to speculative high yield, you know, debt, you know, where you can get some juicy returns. I mean, certainly there's a lot of China property issuers down there who are witnessing a bit of a cash crunch like Agile and Evergrande that could, you know, yield you upwards of 10, you know, double digit percent, 10% in dollars. But if you want to look local, it's going to be those economies, those currencies that have remained relatively stable, like the I'm going to say this with a tongue-in-cheek, Mexican peso, Indonesian rupiah, you know, because, you know, relative to the carry you're going to get, they still have very high nominal yield. So to capture that and relative to the currency volatility, those are probably your best bet in the current environment.
EM jokes. Stable, sort of like hilarious. The Mexican peso. Damian Sassauer, Chief Emerging Market Strategist for Bloomberg Intelligence, joining us here in our Interactive Broker Studios, very much in the focus today. I have to say, and we've been talking about this all morning, Paul, we are not seeing capitulation. And that is, we are seeing the beginning of fear creeping into a number of markets. And we're definitely seeing a number of the consensus trades heading into 2020 turn on their heads, like weaker dollar, like yep. stronger emerging markets. But people aren't thrown in the towel yet.
It doesn't feel that way. I mean, you know, we opened and we've kind of been holding these levels here today. A lot of stock trading at these levels. So I think, you know, it seems fairly orderly at this point.